Yes, thank you very much, Lukasz. Indeed, I did not refer to this. It's something that was discussed in Tbilisi last week when discussing with the coordination committee members. It was agreed that at one of the next sessions of the coordination committee, we would do a fictive simulation, yeah, where you know we would not only bring the coordination committee members and the railway authorities from these countries, but we would also be bringing operators, those that really move cargo on the corridors from point A to point B. And the idea was that you know we would select specific routes, and then at every point, for instance, of transshipment or a border crossing, the operator would be invited, you know, to share the type of challenges that are typically being faced at that specific point, so that we make it. We make it real or more real and less abstract, and this could then you know lead to potentially to a kind of a roadmap where the coordination committee members you know would be asked you know to address these real and practical issues that operators on their corridors experience. So that is the idea, and yeah, we will definitely be preparing it in the coming months. Potentially, this could already be done on the occasion of the next coordination committee, which is likely to take place towards the end of March next year in Uzbekistan. And I'm looking at our colleague from UIC. Maybe this is also some area where. We could cooperate, given of course the expertise and know-how that is with UIC on these topics, and with your members also. So this was on the simulation that we are planning. Secondly, and I also forgot to mention this, on the occasion of WP5, and it relates to the work on coordination. Efforts on transport corridors. The proposal by the Russian Federation that it made also last year, and that was welcomed by the Inland Transport Committee at its session this year, was repeated. So the proposal to establish a coordination committee on EATL Route 1, which would be similar in scope, or in thematic scope at least, to the work of the Trans-Caspian Committee, that we have been running. Now, when this proposal was made, as was also done previously, the Secretariat made the reservation that one can only conduct this or run such a coordination committee permitting budget availability. Now, noting that the government of the Russian Federation has indicated that it will prepare an official document for consideration by the Inland Transport Committee outlining a number of funding options and funding requirements to operate such a coordination committee. So this is something that may be of relevance to you, because in the initial proposal of the Russian Federation, and I don't think they are present here at this point, reference was also made to a possible supportive role of WP24 in administering such a coordination committee together also with SC2. So I'm flagging this as it is something that was discussed and that was decided by WP5 when it convened a couple of weeks ago, and it will likely be continued in some form.